on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete, and you're all not.
No, thank God.
Were you hanging out with your kids?
What? Huh? What are we doing? Huh? Oh, we're doing a show. Hey, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and this evening I have with me Jana Mig Death by Gucci and Jennifer the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. Chester is just being Chester somewhere. Mike is in the hopper, and we tried to get him to come out. We tried really hard. So, Frank, we do try to get Mike out of the hopper on a regular basis, but he has a poor internet connection, and he talks like a Borg, so we had to keep him locked up in the hopper. So
Maybe next time. Everyone thinks we're mean, and we don't let them.
We don't let them talk.
But we try to encourage them to.
Well, with the shock therapy and all, you know, it's hard to know how he'll respond, and you know, what can you do? We offered to let him out, though, so that's the point.
Yep.
Right. So no one thinks
it's all on him.
We're not trying to be air hogs.
And we even tried to give him his own segment, the Redneck Hitman segment, and no interest.
Yep, down at the bayou.
In the double wide.
Oh, it could work. I think people should throw in some ideas out there for a segment for Mike Nestor.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
There you go. You know,
maybe we can inspire him to coming out of the hopper once in a while.
We can have a contest.
I know. Maybe we could even like buy him a beer. I would give Mike a beer to come on the show. I know he would take a keg, but
that'd be like the whole show. There's his segment. All he has to do is just keep cracking beer cans open.
I know. He should have the drinking segment.
That's right.
But he knows a lot about the game. I think it would be a good addition.
Yes.
He is a wealth of knowledge. And that's why I say all the time is he really should come on and fill the gap where Chester's gone. Because, you know, Mike's very busy in MIG. And, you know, more busy than Chester ever was in MIG.
And he helps me a lot on the blog, too.
He does a lot. He knows a lot about every aspect of the game, and it would be kind of cool if we could get him to share with the public. But
and he does a lot of beta testing for Spockholm because he understands all that stuff. Like when they ask me to do stuff, sometimes I'm like, that sounds complicated.
He's a high-tech redneck.
Yeah.
And so we like that.
Yep.
Anyways, probably ready to kill us all.
Probably.
Probably.
So how's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
I'm having a
nothing
good
very
kids
eventful.
Kids are back. No? Oh, well. It's
well, the holidays are over, so it's just back to normal. We have the
like
big
calming period.
The computer electronics show is in Las Vegas, so it's been pretty
Which
busy.
Is huge.
Yeah.
It must be crazy there when that's going on because just so excited.
It's the busiest convention of the year. And so there's a lot of dorks in Vegas right now.
Well, and I hate to say this, but doesn't that correspond with some other convention that happens at the same
no,
time?
No, you know, usually the porn convention is at the exact same time.
I wasn't going to point it out, but thanks.
Well, the adult video, the AVM.
Don't they happen together?
They usually do, but this year the porn convention's going to be after CES. And today's actually the last day of that convention.
Oh, well.
They're bumming.
Yeah.
Interesting times in
I'm
Vegas.
I'm sure a lot of them will stick together. Around for the weekend.
Oh, nice. Yeah. My kids are back to school. Everybody's happy here.
I saw something funny on the local news. At the CES convention, Justin Bieber came to visit. And apparently he caused so much attention at the CES convention that some of the vendors complained because they said people are supposed to be there to see their stuff. You know, they paid good money to set up booths there, and Justin Bieber was taking away all their opportunities.
Oh, it just doesn't strike me as kind of a nerdvana kind of thing is Justin Bieber.
I know. But apparently he made quite the
Splash.
I just have a really hard time understanding the whole Bieber fever deal.
But he donated $100,000 to a local school, so that was nice.
Good. Good.
It just seems odd. I don't picture that group of people into him.
Well, I think it's probably more of him being into seeing the new technology.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. But
And celebrity effect. You know, if you have someone famous, even if you don't like them, you're going to want to look. Like, I was at a bar, and that guy from Jersey Shore, not the situation, but one of the other guys.
The one with the, like, way too much gel?
Yeah, yeah. I forget his name, but he was in... He was in the same bar I was in, and everyone wanted to see him. And I even kind of looked.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's just kind of an effect like that.
Yeah,
Vegas is a trip. I'm still bummed that Zynga never did that big convention in Vegas.
The Mafia Made.
Yeah, the one that they made all the swag for and had to give away because it didn't happen.
And they had it all set up because when I did that interview with Nate, he was out in Vegas to put the final touches on it. And he gave me a tour of all the places it was supposed to be at the Palms Hotel. So they paid for everything to happen. I think they just got a poor turnout. Like, nobody signed up for it. And it probably was determined it wasn't going to be cost effective.
That was really their last big shot at doing something really big for the Mafia War community like that.
Yeah. Because that will never happen again.
No. No. I don't even think they want to do meetups anymore.
Yeah. They won't even give us information like they used to anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm tired of it all coming on to us. Like, it's our job now to inform the community of things that they do. Ideally, we should be looking at information they put out and then extrapolating what they say into, you know, common sense to make it more easy to understand. And that just doesn't happen.
Or they should at least make sure we understand it before we get flooded.
No, they just wait for me.
I know.
And then I have to wait for Ike and Martin and Pete to explain it to me.
It's a community effort.
Yep.
It works, though.
Yeah.
True.
It would be nice if we were getting some of the information that we used to get. So.
Yep. It would be more helpful and it would make things easier.
You know how we used to think that Zynga was run by robots and then we went there and found that there were actual people there? Do you think they're back to the robots?
I think so. Well, I know the forums.
No, I think they've moved on to the Click Monkeys.
You think? Because I'm wondering. I don't know anymore.
Well, Rensler and Cerulean Master... their contracts expired, so they're not on the forums anymore, and they haven't hired any new people.
Which bothers me, because it means they don't care, and that really bugs me.
You have new people from different games trying to monitor a forum about our game, and I don't think they're understanding what information we need.
And it's not like they were paying these guys a ton of money to run that forum. They really missed the boat on that one.
And they didn't even hire them in their contract, so... A different company was paying them. I'm sure Zynga paid. I don't know how it all works.
Yeah, not cool, though.
Kind of missed the boat on that, too, because they had the opportunity that all they'd have to do is supply information to a couple of key people, and the information would spread enough that it would cover the majority of the community, and the questions would get answered regardless.
Yep.
You wouldn't really have to have a forum.
On top of it.
And confusion creates a
discontent.
Yeah, and people are going to quit. If I don't get something like all these other silly games I've tried, like even Mafia Wars 2, it's like as soon as I'm confused and don't know what I'm doing, I don't have time to go figure it out, and I just quit playing.
Mm-hmm. Move on.
And we need to keep all the players we have because we're it. There's not new players coming to this game.
Mm-hmm. Nope, unfortunately, I'm not seeing that. And unfortunately, I've lost a lot of players this week out of my friends.
Same too. When we lost our family, we lost some. They were kind of looking for a reason to quit, and without the tag, they just said it was their. You know, we did get our tag back, but it was too late. They already quit.
They'll be back.
Is anything happening in Spockholm?
Yes.
What you got?
Toolbar. We got some new features in the toolbar.
Tell us more.
Well, a couple of things. One, I talked about it a couple shows back. That we were going to add the backup features that were in testing that are now available in the toolbar for those that, you know, have donated a little bit more. So that's there for those. And it includes backups for, I think, five or six different Spocklets now. So the family manager, the mafia manager, inventory history, the stats history, and toolbar settings, and the checklist. So those are all of them, I think, that are in there. So you can actually back those settings up, save them to a server, and then what some people are finding that, like, you know, if they move from machine to machine, they can go reload them out of the backup, and then they have all their data with them. So it works out pretty well. Or like I talked about one show, when I moved from unsecure to secure, I thought everything was gone, but since I had backed it up on the server, then it was all there when I went over to the dark side of SSL. No, just kidding. And then the other one is kind of a neat little feature that Ike came up with. That actually we call the experience visualizer. And what it does is, if you turn that on in the toolbar, then if you watch in the top right-hand corner where your stats are, I mean, as far as your what you need to level and so on and so forth, as you fight or as you do jobs, it will actually visually display the amount of experience you've gotten by doing that particular action. So just something that's a little bit different, kind of neat, and you know, just something that for those people that are manual players, you know, but like to have the toolbar to get some statistics, they'd be able to get those without having to have a full-fledged you know, repeat job or something like that running to get some of their stats.
So, I have a question about that.
Sure.
Is that feature optional? Like, if you don't like it, can you opt yes. out of it?
Actually, by default, it's turned off.
Okay,
and if you actually go into the toolbar and you turn it on, it'll be there. Okay. Yep. And
so, like, if I'm manually fighting, I can't help but look at it, and it kind of distracts me.
Yeah. And we have the same thing in, like the backup. If you want to use the backup servers, that's a turn-on feature in the config. You can turn it on or off. If you want another one that sometimes people forget about, now that we've gotten kind of used to having it, there's an option to basically hide dead people, and that's an option in the toolbar too. So when you're on your rivals list or your fight list, you can actually hide the dead people so you don't have to see them, and then that'll let you kind of clean things up to fight only the live people. Well, some people forget that's there. So that's another option that's, you know, via the toolbar that allows you to go in and turn that on or off as your own personal setting.
That's a nice feature.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I was beta testing it when it was first added, but I haven't had time to go look at it or make a post.
Well, there was some concerns, and why we made it that you can turn it on or off is there's some concerns that, you know, it may affect performance a little bit, but, you know, it's something that you'll just have to see how it behaves with your particular machine and stuff like that. I didn't have any issues with it at all in my testing. But it's possible because it does actually capture each event and then display, you know, obviously the experience that was accumulated during that event. So it is something that is definitely going to do something a little bit more than just your average clicking in the game. But for some people that like that kind of data, then, you know, it's easily accessible and easily available. I can see as we build more and more features into the toolbar over time without getting too bloated, you know, a lot of them will be, you know, opt-in type features that you can turn on or off as you see fit for your particular needs. So
nice.
Other than putting the close button on the Revolver of Death. I think that's one that's probably just going to be there and you're not going to get an option to turn it off.
I love that feature. I tell people all the time when they don't have it, they're missing out on like the best thing ever. I'm like, you actually sit there? Like, I close
and
it.
And wait and wait and wait.
Well, you know what I was wondering? Refresh. Is sometimes when I open a Mafia War page, my toolbar's not there. And so I'll open another one and it's not there. And it sometimes takes me 3 or 4 times to have a page with it showing up.
That
happens to me sometimes too.
We have found there are instances specifically related to being with the battles or involved in battles that hide it. And mm-hmm. It's the way that Zingo loads that whole entire battle page, which is really a nightmare. We are working on some resolution to that problem so that it doesn't do that anymore. And I think we've got kind of a better handle on what exactly is causing that and what to
I just assumed it was me. You know, I still can't switch. So, like, I just assume it's my problem. So that happens to more than just me.
So normally, if you just reload, if you go to like spockon.me/u for unframe or su for secure unframe, then usually it'll come back. The toolbar will come back with that reload of the page. But we'd really like to get it so that you don't have to keep reloading the page either. So
we're
working on that. I'm trying to think what else. We've got there's a version of Stream Helper that is being worked on to try to capture more stream events and stuff, and that should be public here pretty shortly. And I think probably that might be it. But as usual, lots of stuff going on. We got lots of building going on. I'm going to do an early shout out because Ike actually went in to have some surgery done, and so I'm going to go ahead and you know, give a shout out that, you know, we're rooting for him to heal quickly from his surgery. So
absolutely.
Yep. I second that.
Yep.
Yep. Our thoughts and prayers are with you.
Anyway, but yeah, that's it for us at Spockholm.
Sweet. Well, Jennifer, what's going on in your world?
Oh, lots of stuff as usual. I don't even know where to begin. I don't.
Let's think.
I wrote down a bunch of stuff. Okay, let's start with, we'll go with most irritating to least irritating.
Oh, great.
Okay. Well, we talked about the Assassin's Academy on the last show, and we weren't sure at the time how many parts we were going to need. It was super cool that the welding torches were on the free gift system, so you don't have to worry about that. So the verdict is out. You know, people have gotten to level 15, and we're going to need to get a total of 823 parts.
Are you kidding?
You know what? I got to tell you, I got to interrupt for a second because I'm doing really good now. All of a sudden, I'm like level 6, like within 3 days, which is like fast for me because usually I'm getting to like level 8 by the last day. And then all of a sudden, Jen says today in a post in Skype, well, I'm at level 14 and I'm sitting here thinking we're just trying to get to 10.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, you got to be kidding.
There's 15 levels, yes.
Oh.
Dear God.
Yeah.
Well, I won't finish it.
No, you might. I think they're going to have to change some stuff because it's really, really ridiculous. And they've made it ridiculous for themselves. It would be doable if you weren't limited on how many people you can help. The posts themselves are limited except for the individual part request. So I don't know why they put a limit on us helping each other. Like, I don't see a reason for it. You can only get 6 parts per any part request. Why not just cut it off? But let anyone help. The problem is you'll make your posts, and normally like players like us that have large responsive mafias, when you have to beg, you really don't have to beg. You just make a post, and when you check back, your mafia has responded. Well, that doesn't happen this time around. And it's like you literally have to go personally ask people, hey, can you go to my well? And, you know, we all know Pistol Pete does that all the time. So
all the time now.
All the time. You can't even say hi. It's like, hi, Pete. Oh, go to my well.
I need some parts. Shoot me some parts. Hey, I'm jonesing for some parts. You got some parts? Come on, parts.
It's sad.
And then you kind of avoid him because you're like, oh, he's going to ask me to go to his wall. And I'm just kidding. But of course you do. You feel bad if someone asks you and you don't. And then I also feel bad when people help me and they put in the comments that they helped. A lot of times I can't go return the favor because I've already hit my limit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 208 parts, sure, we can get through free gifts, but that leaves 615 times that we're going to have to beg. And it all has to do with this cutting off how much you can help people. They really need to change that. I'm sure we wouldn't mind these properties as much if that were the case, but it's just a lot of nonsense and unnecessary begging and opening up mini accounts that haven't been touched for a year. And it's hilarious.
Oh my
God. if you go look at the the daily player numbers for the statistics, it's like shot up ever since that this property has come out.
Because people are opening up their money.
Yeah. I mean, and I've got, like, I hacked into my boyfriend's computer or Facebook.
You hacked into it.
And I helped my mom set up her Facebook account, so I remembered her password. Like, and then I call my brother. I'm like, hey, can I have your password to Facebook? I need to do some stuff. And so you shouldn't have to be hacking into other people's accounts just to open up your own property requests.
No.
It's really ridiculous, and it's really driving people crazy.
And I can't believe you do this, though. Sorry, go ahead.
I know. I was questioning myself, too. I'm like, why am I doing this? Oh, my God. And it's just that obsessive compulsive desire to finish it as quickly as possible. But I don't think 2 weeks is enough for the daily player to finish, especially the daily player that only comes once a day. You know, not everybody that plays this game is glued to their computer like we are. But Zynga has to remember, if they want to raise their daily player numbers, they have to make the game possible for those that play casually. You know, we're not a good example. Sure, you can throw this stuff at us and we'll figure it out, but not everybody will. Nobody, I'm sure, is hacking into their mom's account to get a couple extra property parts a day.
I hope not. Hopefully you're a rarity.
Yeah. And then my boyfriend, I had to go through the whole hassle of like, you know, he deleted me from his Facebook account because he can't stand all the spam. So I added myself back and sent the Mafia War invite and unblocked the Mafia Wars application. Well, I forgot to undo all that. And I get this phone call and he's like, why is Mafia Wars on my account all of a sudden? So he wasn't too happy with me. And then it was bad for me because every time I made a post, it would go off on his phone. So then he knew I was just sitting on my ass on the computer all day.
You are your worst enemy.
I know. Usually I'll like clean the house real good, like the last hour before he comes home. So it looks like I was doing something. I blame it all on this property. But they really do need to take a look at the system and either lower these numbers or remove that cap. And some people suggested in the comments that why not give us one for helping, like with the artillery shells, you know?
Right.
If you click on someone's link, you'll get one back.
That makes sense.
But if they're not going to do that, I think the ideal situation would be to remove the helping limits.
Oh, got a better idea, too. Why not just not have a deadline on it?
Yeah, right.
Leave it wide open that you can go and issue out these requests and whatever indefinitely. Why does it have to be a limited time property?
Because they want to throw something else limited time at us right after.
No,
this,
I mean
right before.
Yeah, I mean I know why they're doing it, but I mean I'm saying in general why
I know.
Can't? Because the point is you can't craft any more than 5 properties in New York in a given day anyway. So the point of having 27 different properties that or you know that you're not going to do anything with, then what's the point? So why not just let people send out requests? You know, have different items that you have to have for every one of these different properties and then send out different requests until you maximize it out. And then if it takes you 3 months to get them all maximized to their highest level, then so be it. That's kind of the way the old properties were. We didn't have, it was tied to, you had to have it done in 7 days. And if you didn't, then you never get an opportunity to go back and do it unless you buy it.
And you got the achievement when you did it or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, and new players or players that didn't finish and now it's impossible to finish, it's going to give you reason to not keep playing the game.
Yeah.
You know, I would hate to be a new player and say, there's 20 million properties and I'm not allowed to upgrade them anymore, but I just started.
Right.
I think I won't continue.
Yeah.
And then like the OCD players like me, if I miss one of these days, I'm going to be angry. And then I'll either have to buy it off, which would suck, or I'll just say, I'm not playing anymore.
Well, I've kind of resorted to that. If I didn't get it done, I didn't get it done, which is not me. I mean, you look at all the other ones, I got them to level 10 or 15 or whatever it was. And now it's like, forget it. You know, and this would be the same one with this one. I thought I was ahead of the game, but I realize now I'll probably get to level 13 and I'll
Where
be
you
two
at
away
now?
Six.
I'm at seven, so I might have a better shot than you.
Yeah.
But well, it really starts hurting about level 12 when you have to get like a lot.
Because yeah, here at 7, I need 41.
Yeah. At level 12, you need 99, and then it's 115 at level 13. And then on level 15, you need 147 parts.
Ridiculous.
That's a lot of begging. Yeah.
And that is like, too begging.
Right. And like I said, if we could just generate our posts and walk away from it and come back and in a day or two and see if it filled up, then there wouldn't be all this extra work.
Yep.
And I want to thank everyone that helped me piece together the puzzle of how many parts we need. And the one thing that Zynga is doing, which people should kind of, as far as strategic and helping you in the game, you're going to get those +5 energy points I think at a level 11 they kick in, or I'm sorry, level 12. So if you don't make it past 12, you're still going to get the same amount of points. Now, the loot item, the emerald level assassin is really good, but it's not going to be good in like a couple months from now. So it's not going to be the end of the world if you can't craft one every day.
Well, and the reality is go to your chop shop and craft the solar flare. You get 6 energy anyway.
Right. And why the hell, and this is really bugging me, what is this emerald level? We have diamond level mastery for fight mastery, which comes after ruby. Like anything that's ever had 5 levels in the game has diamond level. Did they like forget that and threw in this emerald level?
Yep.
Shaking things up.
I don't like it. Well, and plus the loyalty program, which they keep saying is going to go away, but it's still here. The lowest of the low is emerald. So we're kind of trained to think that emerald is bad. Or not bad.
I like emeralds.
Not just good. Yeah. I just want diamonds.
I like diamonds too.
I want a diamond royal flush. But I would prefer diamond loot if given the chance of that between emerald.
Oh, I mean like real diamonds. I don't
have
a loot anymore.
No, I'd rather have a real diamond royal flush.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Moving right along. There were 98 loot items added to the inventory, like a lot of stuff. And kind of, so I think
98?
Some of 98. And that was at one time. And then a few more were added today. So, and so a big group of them, like 11 groups, have 4 levels. But it kind of looks like that might be those group sale items in the marketplace because they're labeled marketplace. But in the past, we've seen things labeled that way and then it changed. I think they like to kind of keep us guessing. And,
I think they are really trying to confuse people with all that right now.
Maybe. And then we found the items for the next crates, and we found crate images. Well, not we. Toko from the Mafia Wars collector site, and he's in my ass family. So he always sends me server images when he finds them. And they're kind of cool. They're going to be called heavy metal crates, and they have, like, rocker-themed loot items.
Oh, sweet.
So we should see that in time, yeah.
Be prepared for them not to be on discount, though.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Well, the holiday ones are now.
Oh, are they on sale now?
They finally did go on sale.
They did go on sale periodically throughout the New Year's marketplace promotion, but they didn't go on sale like they usually do, where they're only 6 reward points each. So that's the only time we see crates offered that cheap.
Yeah.
Another thing I should have added while we were on the topic of the property, but this is affecting the family property as well, is a lot of people were having trouble with their posts not working. Like if you clicked on the request for any property parts, nothing would happen. And it was crazy. And I remember this had happened last time and I knew there was a workaround and I couldn't think of it. So I asked on my fan page. And sure enough, if you have that auto posting checked for Mafia Wars to post as you, then your buttons aren't going to work on these properties. So in order to be able to ask for stuff, you had to go remove that permission. And I guess Zynga figured out this workaround because they were getting hounded with requests and they disabled auto posting on properties.
Yep.
So now if you have accepted the permission, which I suggest you do, because if you don't, they're going to keep giving you pop-ups and they're going to stop your game with this, you know, wanting permission thing. And it's so annoying. The only way to get rid of it is to close the window out. And I just think it's really stupid. But you need to accept it because then you won't have any problems like that. And since they disabled it, it doesn't matter now anyways. And a lot of people like to see their posts before they go out.
Yep.
And another thing, people that have signed up for Timeline and are regretting it, a lot of their posts won't go into the news feeds. And the workaround for that is to write something in the post box before you publish it. So if you had auto posting enabled, you weren't able to do that. So your posts weren't making it into the news feeds anyways.
I don't like the timeline. When I look at someone's page that has it, it confuses me.
I put it on my energy account so I could do blog posts about it. And it's just awful. I do know how to get rid of it, which I need to make a post about that. But I just haven't had time. There's so much stuff I need to write about.
It's not going to eventually change to where I have to have that, right?
Well, they're saying that in February it might, but I don't know if it didn't come from a reliable source. And I've kind of searched the internet, but there are rumors that it is going to be forced at some point. Right
now, I don't even like it.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of mad.
The point is, guess what? They're trying to make it look like
what?
MySpace.
MySpace.
Don't they know what Everyone left MySpace for a reason.
But you know, when I first came to from MySpace to Facebook, I missed having that
personalization of
that
your
page. And then I got so used to the Facebook that when they are pushing it on me, now I don't like the way they're doing it. And I was the one personalizing it then. And
yep.
I don't like it. Yeah, so.
Nobody likes change.
But whether it is a total MySpace ripoff. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look at that some more.
Yep.
So tell us about your family, though. You got everything squared away. What did it take?
Oh, well, what happened was some people in customer support were able to do something, and I don't know what, to each account and get the family module back. The problem was that you had to go to customer support to do this, and we all know that they're not easy to get a hold of. You know, if you don't have the live chat icon, you can't do live chat. You can email them.
So you have 100 chats.
Right. And a lot of people could not get them to respond. Yeah. Like I even wrote one and they never responded to it. But I was lucky that I had the live chat icon and I was able to get to it that way. So we had about maybe 50% of our family back initially. And one bug that we had after that was the admin could not remove anybody. So we weren't able to remove people that were inactive because we have a few in the family that don't play Mafia Wars anymore. And they kind of suspect that's where the problem came from the inactive players getting, I have nothing about this, but that was recommended that or suggested that could have been an issue. So we weren't able to remove these players. So we had that bug to deal with. And then we had all the people in our family that couldn't get a hold of customer support. But eventually what happened was people that could get to customer support were giving out their profiles. And I believe everybody's back in now. And we're still kind of recovering. Like, I don't think we're at full capacity just yet.
So your but asses are still recovering.
We're half-assed. I do thank the customer support agents that were able to help us. You know, I'm not saying they're horrible people, but it just the system is flawed. And I'm sure a lot of our inquiries did not get read. And that might be where the problem is. I don't know. But on the forums, they did post it as a known issue. And I learned that there were other families also having this problem. So it totally has to be handled by customer support.
Drag.
Yeah. And if it does happen to your family, you need to go to that forum known issues post. And you need to submit a bug report with your information.
If it happens to my family, Mike Nestor will be taking heads.
Oh, my God.
Ugly. I don't even want to see what would happen.
Well, it could happen to any family, and that's what people need to be aware of.
Well, you know how he is with his customer service.
Why not? Well, shoot, if he contacts them, they'll probably reward him with everything they got and fix it in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and he'd probably get a phone number out of the deal.
But we were down for a good 3 days, and we're still not back. You know, people aren't kind of got used to not being in the family, so now you have to get back into doing family progression, collecting your artillery shells. So, and we lost a lot of progression because of this. So we're asking that they compensate us with our lost family experience.
Good luck.
We're not asking for reward points, even though we couldn't use those bonuses to level up every day. And then another thing they did is like, about half the people that went to customer support got rewarded with loot, reward points, energy and stamina refills, and then the other half didn't get anything. I didn't get
no consistency at all.
You know,
unbelievable.
You know, some do, oh, I got 120 reward points. I'm like, oh, man, right. I got to have a good day.
I got a health refill.
Or one time I went and they refilled my energy and stamina, but I already had, like, I only had 800 experience to level, so I kind of laughed. I'm like, well, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Bummer.
Yeah.
So and also what's the word with Mafia Wars closing on Yahoo?
Okay, Mafia Wars has done a couple things we may notice. They revamped their forums, so if you go look now, it's all redone. They're closing their Mafia Wars application page, and that's confusing people because they think it's a sign that Zynga doesn't care about Mafia Wars anymore. But that's a Facebook thing, and all application pages are closing. But you can still have a fan page, and the Mafia Wars fan page is still going to be around. Mm-hmm. And then they decided to break their relationship with Yahoo. So, again, it's only been around less than a year.
Yeah, not that long.
The game is shutting down, and it's the same thing as we saw with Tagged and MySpace. If you did play it on Yahoo and you got past level 30, or you bought reward points, you'll be offered a compensation package to apply to your existing Facebook Mafia Wars account or start a new one.
Do you think anybody ever actually started over there?
Well, I was looking at the numbers, and there's a little over 9,000 users. So I think maybe a few of us that play tried it, but I don't think it was very popular on Yahoo. Yeah. But out of their 20 games listed as social games, it was number 10th in popularity.
Well,
so
who knew?
But only with 9,000 people, that's not saying much. So obviously Yahoo social games aren't.
Yeah, it's not what I don't think people go over there and think about it.
Facebook games.
I go to Yahoo to check my mail. I don't think about games.
I had to I forgot my Yahoo name and password. So I had to, and I remember I played because Zynga had asked me to write a blog post for them about it. So I did sign up for an account and I did play Mafia Wars over there. And then I couldn't remember if I got to level 30 or not, so I was kind of excited. So I went through all the hassle of finding out my name and password, and I did not get to level 30. So
I probably got to 2, and they were like, screw this, I already have a game.
No, I think I got pretty – I think I was pretty close because the Irish kid is just really competitive.
Right.
And this was when PAC was really active, and they kind of let us know first that it was out. So we were all seeing who could get level the fastest for a day. And then everyone lost interest.
A whole day. It's about us beta testing Mafia Wars 2.
You know it's cool, though? And my claim to fame.
What?
I was the very first player on Mafia Wars 2.
Ooh, aren't you special?
I was the very first player to leave it.
I believe that one, too.
And it was funny because it kept crashing my computer.
Well, there for a few days, maybe even a week, our pack room turned into a Mafia Wars 2 room. And that was driving me. You got anything else to add?
No, that's enough for today.
Awesome. Well, hopefully they won't overdo it this weekend.
The infamous words of Chris Chester. Thank God.
Thank God. Days.
I can't help it. My segment covers all the Zynga stuff.
I know.
That's very important.
Well, no, not saying that, but tell Zynga to slow down and people will hear less of me.
Well, has anybody got any shout-outs tonight?
I just had the one to Ike.
Yes.
So, but
second that one. Yep. Jen did too. Jen, you got any shout-outs?
Oh, my shout-out is to Frida, who helped a lot with the properties. And I guess she also helped with the workaround for when the property was down. And I forgot to thank her. And somebody made a comment on my blog that I didn't thank her. But I referenced the post where she did it, so I thought that was good enough. So I would just like to give her a shout out and thank her for all the help.
Does she taste better with chili?
That's a Frito.
Oh, a Frito. Sorry.
She's Frida. No, she's a Mafia Gods.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to Frida. And to Fritos everywhere. Bio con Dios, chilis.
I want to give a shout out to Kim Resnack, who retired from MIG and Mafia Wars today, and also our good friend Izzy. I don't know if Kim listens to the show, but Israel has been a longtime fan and supporter of our show, and he is retiring for real life today, too. So I feel like we lost a couple of really great people.
Well, he was our scorekeeper.
He was our score. Yes, he was doing, we're going to miss him. Hopefully we can lure him in to still listening to the show.
And at least running the scorekeeping on the drinking game.
Yeah, we're going to have to up the ante since Chester's not here to say asshat. And
we'll have to come up with some new terms.
Yeah, we'll have to write up some new rules, but we can do that. But so I'm going to miss Izzy a ton. And so I wanted to give them a final little shout out there.
Oh, it's sad to see people quit every day.
I know. It's just, God, it's too much. And,
yeah,
you know, sometimes when there are real friends like Chester and people that we've all grown to know each other so well, it's hard to see people that we've been so close with that are gone now. And you're like, oh, well. So anyway, love you guys and good luck to you in the real world.
We'll see you again soon.
Yes. So that is a wrap.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get them crashing to the brave new world. I wanna ride.